In Acts chapter 15, verse 8 to chapter 18.
在使徒行传是第十五至到第十八章。
What's referred to as the Paul's second missionary journey.
是被称为保罗第二次的布道旅程。
This started in the city of Antioch.
在安提柯教会那里开始。
And so Paul's plan was to visit and to strengthen the churches in this Asian province of Galatia.
保罗的计划就是访问和强化他在第一次布道旅程里建立的教会。
Which he had planted during his first missionary journey.
就是第一次去到亚洲的加拉太的地方建立的教会。
After that, he hoped to bring the gospel to other parts of the world as well.
之后呢,他希望将福音带到一些未得之民那里。
But as Paul and his companions, Silas and Timothy, continued on and headed west,
但当保罗尝试和他的同伴西拉和提摩太一起试图从弗里加向西行的时候呢,
It says in verse 6 that they were kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia.
经文第六节提到圣灵阻止他们在亚细亚传道。
Now, we don't really know what caused Paul and his team to change their plans.
我们不知道究竟是什么原因导致保罗他们改变他的计划。
But somehow the Spirit of God made it clear to them not to go there.
但圣灵很清楚告诉他们不要去那里。
Now, they also then tried to go north into Bithynia.
然后他们尝试北上去到比推尼那里。
But again, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to, it says in verse 7.
但第七节那里提到耶稣的灵加以难阻。
So they passed through the region of Mysia and they traveled down to Troas.
所以他们经过美西亚来到特朗亚这个地方。
So having already been redirected twice, Paul found himself on the east coast of the Aegean Sea.
被圣灵阻止了两次之后，保罗去到爱琴海的东海岸那里。
He had no clear direction to go.
他们没有明确的指引。
Then it says in verse 9, During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, Come over to Macedonia and help us.
在第九节那里这样讲, 他说在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
This vision was the clear sign that they needed as they were following the Lord and being led by the Spirit of God.
这个异象正是他们所需要的，被圣灵引导的一个明确的指引。
Then in verse 10 it says this, After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
然后在第十节那里提到保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
You see, because the Macedonians needed help in reaching their people with the gospel,
如果马其顿人需要帮助去能够接触到福音的话,
Paul was more than willing to go and to help them.
保罗是非常愿意去帮助他们的。
Let's just pause for a moment.
我们停一停，先在这里先。
Have we ever had our plans interrupted by God?
我们有没有曾经尝试过我们的计划被神好像阻拦了呢?
Have we ever had God redirect us in a certain way?
我们有没有试过被神重新再引导我们去另一个新的方向呢?
What is our response?
我们的回应是怎样?
It could be in the area of our ministry at church.
可能是我们在教会里面的事工呢?
It could be your family, decisions you have to make as a family. It could be things related to your work and your career.
可能是在你家庭里面的决定，或者是你工作上面一些决定呢?
Have you ever had something so set in your mind, but then the Lord came and redirected you a certain way?
有没有曾经试过在你的心目中，主亲自跟你说话，去改变你要做事的方向?
Now back to Acts.
回到使徒行传里面。
In this time in history up until now,
直到那个时候在历史上呢,
the gospel was only limited to a certain part of Asia.
福音仅仅是限于在亚洲的某些地方而已。
And many historians actually give credit to Paul's obedience of God with the spread of Christianity into Europe and into the Western world.
很多历史学家都赞同，也是因为保罗的缘故，信服神的呼召，将基督教被带到欧洲和西方的世界里面。
You know, a lot of things happened in Macedonia as a result of this.
在马其顿这个地方，因为这样的缘故，有很多事在那里发生。
Chapter 16 of Acts 14 says Lydia was converted. She became a believer of Christ, and her whole household was baptized.
在第十六章十四至十五节提到一个女士吕底亚她的转变，同埋佢成家人都因此而受洗。
Verse 16 says that there was a deliverance of a spirit from a girl who was involved in fortune telling.
在第十六节嗰度咧，系讲到一个被巫术控制咗嘅一个奴隶嘅女仔咧，佢得释放。
Verse 23 says Paul and Silas were thrown into prison, but then later on, as they were in prison, this led to the jailer's conversion and his entire household coming to Christ.
第23节嗰度提到咧，因为咁嘅缘故，保罗咧被同埋西拉咧被囚喺腓立比嘅监狱，因此接触到狱卒同埋佢嘅一家，令到呢个狱卒同佢一家咧系因为福音而得到改变。
You see, these are just some of the things that took place because in addition to that, Paul had planted some very significant churches.
这个就是保罗在今次旅程里面，在马其顿和其他地方教会里面所发生的其中一些事。
Churches like Philippi and Thessalonica and Corinth and Ephesus.
包括在腓立比、帖撒罗尼加、哥林多和以弗所的地方。
The history of the world changed forever because of Paul's obedience to God and his Macedonian call.
由于保罗信服在马其顿的异象，整个世界的历史永远被改变了。
We can summarize Acts 16 verses 1 to 10 in this way.
我们可以将使徒行传16章1至10节如此的总结。
First, there was a plea for help.
有一个求助的呼声。
There was a vision from God.
有个来自上帝的异象。
There was obedience to God's call.
一个对呼召的信服。
And then there was a new venture as a result.
同埋一个新嘅冒险嘅历程。
Dear Fraserlands Church，
亲爱非常灵教会弟兄姊妹
，I'd like to share with you just for the next while what the Lord has been doing in our midst in the past while。
我好想同你分享喺过去一段嘅时间里边咧，究竟主咧喺我哋身上边做咗啲乜嘢
？As you know, God gave us a vision, His vision for our church a few years ago。
喺几年前咧，大家都知道上帝咧俾咗我哋教会一个嘅异象。
To be a church of all nations, transformed through faith and love in Christ.
在大家的秩序表下面那里有了，信靠基督，活出主爱心，以更新成为万国万民的教会。
And so ever since he gave us that vision, he had been bringing people from different cultures, from different backgrounds, from different nationalities.
在那阵时之后，主就一直将不同文化、不同背景、不同国籍的人带入我们中间。
And this has indeed been an answer to our prayers.
呢啲就系我哋祈祷嘅答案啦。
In January of 2017, the Lord brought Joseph Luamba Batinyuka to our church.
喺2017年一月份嘅时候咧，主将 Joseph 呢位嘅弟兄带到嚟我哋教会当中。
He came to Canada as a refugee, as he was fleeing persecution from the Congolese government.
因为佢逃离刚果政府嘅迫害嘅原因咧，佢系一个难民身份嚟到加拿大。
This is because he was speaking out against the injustices of his country while serving as a pastor in the Congo.
因为他担任牧师的时候呢，反对他自己国家的不公正，因此呢，他和他家人呢，就分离了啦。
Because of his fleeing the country, he's been separated from his family for over 2 years now.
与此同时，因为他成为我们教会的家庭成员之一啦，也都和他家人呢，分开了超过2年的时间。
In the meantime, he's been part of our family here at Fraserlands Church.
现在他成为了非常人教会的会友。
He's become a member of our church since April 2018.
在2018年4月份的时候开始成为我们教会的会友。
And during this time, he's been part of a men's group as they meet regularly for Bible study and fellowship.
在这段期间，他是男士小组的一个成员，他经常一起来到查经和团契。
He's been part of our English congregation and a loving brother in Christ.
他是我们英语会众的一部分，是我们一个亲爱的弟兄。
He's also been serving as a part-time facility assistant at Fraserlands Church.
他是在我们教会做兼职的设施助理。
But can you imagine being away from your family for over 2 years?
但你想象一下，和家人分开了2年的时间。
Not having been with his wife. Or seeing your children grow up in this time.
你都看不到你孩子成长,
being a stranger in a strange land with strange customs.
在一个完全陌生的土地和一个陌生的文化里面,
wondering why and what and how and if the Lord knows what he's doing.
很奇怪, 究竟主知不知道他自己在做什么,
this has indeed been an intense period of waiting upon God for Joseph.
这个等待上帝的时间是很紧张的。
I still remember when he first started coming to our church.
我记得当他第一次来到我们教会的时候,
he showed up one day without any prior warning, just out of the blue.
他出现那天, 突然间来到, 没有任何预先的警告的。
He came and left without much fanfare.
他没有大张旗鼓地走来走去。
I think a few people had greeted him, but he didn't tell us who he was.
或者他有跟几个会友打招呼，但是他没有告诉我们他是谁。
What he was doing here.
他在这里做什么？
As he wanted to see how he would be treated.
他想看看他是怎样被对待。
He wanted to see if people would accept him as he is and not because that he's a pastor.
他想看看人怎样接受他就是他自己这样，而不是人的眼中看他是一个牧师。
It was not until about 3 months or so later that he started to tell people the story of why and how he came to Canada and specifically Vancouver.
直至大概三个月之后，他开始告诉人他为什么会来到加拿大，以及他是谁。
That he was an ordained alliance pastor from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
他是来自刚果民主共和国的宣道会的正式按捺牧师。
He chose our church because he searched on the CNMA church's website and found that this was close to the area where he lived.
他选我们教会，因为他想到互联网那里找到我们教会是比较近他住的地方。
Actually, it wasn't that close. He was living in Fraser and Marine Drive, and it was an hour walk each way. An hour from where he lived in Marine and Fraser to here, and an hour back. He would do this for the first few months because we didn't know anything about him.
其实不是真的那么近，他住在大概Fraser街夹Marine那里，走回来一个钟，走回去又一个钟，这样的情况大概是维持几个月的时间。
When he first came, he didn't notice any CNMA, like a Christian and Missionary Alliance logo or any symbols at first.
当他最初来的时候，他留意不到我们教会有任何宣道会的标志或者徽号。
He was actually a little bit concerned.
这个是他很关注的。
Until he saw the logo at the communion table.
直到他看到在圣餐盘上的标志。
Oh, he felt so at home.
他知道回到家了。
But you know what?
但你知道吗?
It isn't the reason why he stayed because of any alliance logo.
他不是因为这样的原因而留下,
but rather because of the love and acceptance of some of you and many in our English congregation who received him.
是因为得到我们的接纳，我们的接受，甚至有些人请到他去家里面去吃饭，和他有团契的时间。
Who invited them to the home and who took him out for meals and fellowship. Which I think you said already, so it's okay. And you went out of your way as well to be a good Samaritan to him in a time of need.
你们是他在需要的时候成为一个好撒玛利亚人。
Who took interest in him when no one else did.
当没有人去理他的时候，我们对他有兴趣。
Thank you, Fraserlands Church.
多谢你，非常荣教会弟兄姊妹。
For being God's loving presence in the life of a refugee. In the life of a foreigner. In the life of a person that God had brought to us. So during this season, the Lord has been teaching us as individuals and as a church how to care for Joseph, and it hasn't always been easy.
所以这段期间，主一直教导我们怎样作为个人和一间教会这样来到关心Joseph弟兄，这件事并不容易的。We've
made some mistakes along the way.
我们在过程中都犯了一些错误的。Like
understanding cultural differences and expectations, the way we do things in Canada versus in the Congo.
例如好像在理解文化的差异、期望，以及我们在加拿大和在刚果做事方式的分别。
However, this is all good because we'll need to learn to do this over and over and over again.
但现在一切都很好，因为我们在当中学习，我们有一次一次地来到学习。
With every person, with every culture, with every nationality.
同咧唔同嘅文化、唔同嘅国籍嘅人嚟到一齐学习。
If we truly want to be a church of all nations transformed through faith and love in Christ，
如果我哋想成为信靠基督、活出主爱、心意更新、成为万国万民嘅教会嘅话
，You see， we want the person that comes into our church to be transformed by Christ's love。Yes。
你睇，我哋都好想咧嚟到去教会嘅人咧，系被基督去改造成为神爱嘅人。
But we also need to be transformed. We also need to be changed by God so that we can love others and care for them as Christ himself would.
我们自己都需要被神来改变，引致我们可以将神基督的爱来彰显给他们。
So how does the story continue?
那这个故事怎样继续呢?
What does it have to do with the passage that we're reading about today?
跟今天讲到有什么关系呢?
Good question.
问得好。
I don't know.
我都不知
道。Let me share with you why.
等我同你分享一下。
In June 2018, a group of us went to General Assembly held at First Alliance Church in Calgary.
喺2018年6月，我哋一班人咧一齐参加咗卡加里第一宣道会举行嘅一个大会。
This event happens only once every 2 years as pastors, international workers, and lay leaders gather to hear what God is doing in our denomination and all around the world.
在这个聚会是两年一次的，有牧师、一些国际工作者、属灵领袖走在一起来到听向在我们的宗派和主在世界各地所做的事。
Joseph came with us because we thought it would be good for him to network with other pastors from across Canada.
Joseph 和我们一起去，因为他认为这个是好的机会，和加拿大各地的牧师有一个联系的机会。
Now, little did we know the networking would be profound.
我们完全不知道这个联系会变成一个很深刻的印象，一个经历。
As we were taking a tour of the church, even the day before the conference started,
在大会开始之前一天，我们去参观一下那间教会。
We were looking around the offices and the admin areas of the church.
我们去一些办公室那里参观一下。
And Joseph all of a sudden mentioned to someone that he was from Kinshasa in the Congo.
Joseph 忽然间同一个人提到佢自己系嚟自刚果一个叫金沙沙嘅地方。
As soon as he mentioned he was from Kinshasa in the Congo, out comes a person with a huge smile on his face.
咁佢讲出嚟嘅时候，有另一个人喺佢嘅办公室带住满面嘅笑容走出嚟。
And they did this kind of headbutt thing.
咁佢哋开始咗啲头撞头啊，臀部互碰嘅一啲打招呼方式。
I'll try to demonstrate with you what. We hadn't practiced before, so I hope it doesn't look awkward. So what they did was they leaned their foreheads towards one another, and then they started kind of going back and forth in a very, 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 very touching and meaningful way. I almost wanted to cry.
我哋完全未练习过噶，咁大概咧就好似头先大家见到嘅咁样个头掂个头咁样。
They actually touched their foreheads. We didn't touch our foreheads.
要个头掂头嘅，咁咧，陈牧师睇到嘅时候咧就觉得好感动啦。
You see, this pastor, his name was Les. He knew Joseph in the Congo.
你知唔知原来呢一个嘅牧师咧喺刚果嘅时候已经认识阿 Joseph 噶啦。
He was even at Joseph's ordination a few years back.
甚至咧几年前咧去到 Joseph 嗰个牧师按立典礼嗰度添。
Was this a divine appointment for Joseph?
呢个系唔系神特别嘅安排约会咧
？The next day, I was serving on the strategic plan committee at General Assembly.
在第二天我在这个大会的委员会工作的时候
And I heard a report from the president of ATEC, which is the French-speaking Alliance Theological School in Quebec.
我听到来自魁北克宣道会神学院校长的一个报告
And she mentioned that the people of Quebec are the least reached people group in all of the Americas.
原来魁北克人是北美洲地区最少听闻福音的人来的。
Not just North America, not just South America and Central America, all the Americas.
不是只是在北美洲或者中美洲或者南美洲这样计算，而是整个的美洲地方来计算。
This really hit me quite hard.
这个事情对我有一些打击。
I can't imagine anyone in Canada being considered a least reached people group.
我没办法想象在加拿大里面竟然有人被视为是最少听闻福音的一些人群。
It kind of bothered me because you know, we're sending people to the far reaches of the world, which is a good thing.
我们很感到困扰，但是因为我们的国家是将人派到去世界不同的地方，是等那些最少听闻福音的人听到福音的。
But there's a part in our country that is least reached.
但竟然我们的国家里面有一部分是最少听闻福音的。
What do we do with such knowledge, with such information?
你听到这个信息之后，你怎样处理这个资料？
I was just starting the process that in my mind.
我开始在想这件事。
And then she went on to say this.
然后呢，这样说。
Less than 1% of the Quebec population identify themselves as evangelical Christians.
他说呢，不到1%的魁北克人呢，认为自己是福音派的基督徒。
That is, there's a great need to reach the people of Quebec.
有非常大的需要来到将福音传给魁北克的人民。
That there are not enough pastors to minister in that province.
但在省里面呢，没有足够的牧师啊。
That their seminary is not producing graduates, French-speaking pastoral leaders fast enough.
神学院培训毕业生牧师的速度也都不够快。
There's not enough resources at their disposal.
没足够的资源可以给他们支配。
And so meanwhile, as I'm hearing all this, I'm also hearing a message from our president, Dave Hearn, of the CNMA in Canada.
我听到这些消息之后，我也听到在 Dave Hearn 提到这样的消息。
And he and other leaders at General Assembly were challenging us to heed the Spirit's call.
Dave 和其他的领袖在大会那里向我们发出属灵的挑战。
To go deeper.
去深入的。
To start new ventures.
去有新的冒险。
To birth new churches in our cities, in our provinces, in our country, where there is the greatest need.
建立新的教会在我们的城市，在我们的国家，在最需要的地方。
And once again, they reference Quebec as one of these needs.
而魁北克是再次被提名。
And so if this is not enough for me to mull over,
神呢似乎认为我们的经历呢是不足够被我们
的 following day, Joseph bumps into another person at General Assembly who is also from the Congo.
跟着第二天呢， Joseph 呢也碰到另一个是刚果已经认识的人。
This is someone who has witnessed that his pastoral ministry that he was involved with in the Congo.
这个人呢见证了 Joseph 他在刚果那里的一些的侍奉的事工。
He has seen how Joseph was sent out to an area to plant a church.
他见到呢， Joseph 牧师呢被差派去到一些地方建立职堂。
To start a church from scratch and to increase it from 0 to 100 people.
是由零开始建立一间教会，由零的人数至到100人咁多。
The person on the left, his name is Justin Robert Mabiala Kenzo. We'll just call him Kenzo for short.
隔篱嗰人嘅名叫 Kenzo.
Actually, he prefers to be called Kenzo, so that's okay. And he's now the district superintendent of the St. Lawrence District, the district in which Quebec is situated in.
现在呢，这位的 Kenzo 呢，就是魁北克省圣劳伦斯区的区主管来的。
And before the conference ended, I had a chance to sit down with Kenzo and to discuss it with him what the need in Quebec was.
在会议结束之前，我有机会呢跟 Kenzo 坐低一起去讨论魁北克省的需要。
And he indeed expressed to me how great it was, how dire that need is.
他表达那里的需求真的非常之大。
Was meeting him another chance encounter?
跟他遇见的时候，是不是一次机遇式的遇见呢？
Or was it a divine appointment for Joseph to meet Kenzo?
正因为呢，是神安排 Joseph 跟Kenzo 再次遇见。
And so as the five of us left General Assembly, we left with a lot of excitement,and encouragement at how the Spirit of God is moving, is leading, and is filling us for greater things.
咁因此咧，当我哋五个人一齐离开大会嘅时候咧，我哋带住好兴奋同埋好鼓励嘅心情，感觉神嘅灵咧系点样去到动摇、领导同埋充满我哋。
To go deeper with the Lord.
为住更大同神更加嘅亲近。
To go deeper in Jesus and further on mission.
更加深入的亲近主耶稣，同埋咧进一步执行佢嘅使命。
To really hear, to really sense, to really know, and to really feel the heartbeat of God.
去真正咧系去听到、去感受到耶稣基督嗰个嘅心跳。
As we came back to Vancouver after General Assembly, there was one lingering thought in my mind.
当我哋离开大会之后，翻到温哥华咧，一个挥之不去嘅想法。
And that was the call, "Come help us."Come help us in Quebec. Come help us in Montreal.
就是魁北克的呼声，来帮助我们。
This became part of our elder board agenda item month after month, and we were praying into this.
呢个成为我哋长议会越复越嘅一个祷告嘅一部分。
We were strategizing at our board meetings. We were having initial discussions.
我哋去计划同埋去讨论呢件事。
I was having conference calls with myself and Joseph and representatives from BC and Quebec.
我咧有一啲嘅会议嘅电话同阿 Joseph 咧同区监督佢哋一齐去讨论。
And we're all in the meantime, we're praying into this some more.
我哋为呢件事嚟祈祷。
Until we knew we had to act on it.
直到我哋咧有结果。
And so in January 2019.
咁所以咧，2019年一月咧
，at the advice of the St. Lawrence District.
在圣劳伦斯区会建议的情况下
，Joseph and I did a scouting trip to Montreal to further discern God's will.
Joseph 同我咧参加咗一次咧去到蒙特利尔嘅一次嘅侦察之旅。
And when we were there, you know, not only did we look forward to the great food culture that they have in Montreal.
我哋去到咧，唔单止咧系睇下佢哋有咩正嘢食啊。
The Montreal smoked meat.
这个蒙特利尔的熏肉啦
，poutine served the gravy and cheese，
呢啲肉汁与落嘅薯条啦
，or better yet， smoked meat and poutine at the same time，
仲更加好就两样加埋一齐食
，or how about this？ This is called the shovel， actually it's called the meat shovel，
呢个咧叫做食物嘅铲啊
，it literally is a shovel， the back end of a shovel。And they stuff a lot of meat and beef and sausages and pork and everything into that.
呢个咧真系一个铲嚟嘅，就放咗好多肉啦、牛肉啦、猪肉啦，放咗好多嘢食喺上面。
But more than this,
但系咧更加多嘅系
，we appreciated the many people that we're able to meet and spend time with.
我哋好感激咧，好多人咧能够同我哋会面
，so that we can understand, so that we can learn more about that culture.
以致我哋可以更加了解，去明白佢哋嘅文化。
We met with some really interesting people, some really knowledgeable people.
我哋遇到一啲咧好有趣，亦都好知识渊博嘅人。
They've lived in Quebec for quite a while, and they understand what it means. They understand what it takes to minister in a culture like that.
佢哋住喺魁北克一段时间，好了解喺咁样文化当中如何做牧养嘅工作。
We met with church planters and long-time pastors.
我哋见到教会嘅牧师啦，以前嘅一啲牧师啦
，former DSs, those who mentor church planters，
系直堂嘅工人啦
，historians and those who give lectures about starting new ventures, keynote speakers，
一啲嘅讲员啦，佢哋好了解直堂系咩一回事噶啦。
Person after person that we spoke to have expressed the need of the gospel in the lives of their countrymen。
人即系同唔同嘅人咧，都交谈过，表达咧佢哋对同胞嘅福音嘅需要。
The harvest is plentiful, they say, but the workers are few.
收获好丰富，但系咧工人好少啊。
So first, there's a plea for help.
我哋恳求帮助。
It says in Acts chapter 16 verse 9, during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
《使徒行传》十六章九节嗰度话，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
You see, some of the churches in Quebec may be grandiose, may be very elaborate in design, but the pews are empty.
你知道吗？魁北克省好多嘅教堂咧系好靓嘅、好宏伟嘅，但系咧佢哋嘅长凳咧都系空嘅。
As the people are disillusioned with their faith, with the religiosity of their generation.
因为随着人对他们这一代的信仰的幻想破灭了。
And although the majority of the population still identify themselves as Catholics,
虽然很多人认为自己是属于天主教的,
they've left the church due to its scandals and irrelevance in the lives of the people.
但他们都离开教会是因为有很多的丑闻，还有人们觉得信仰和生活两者之间感到有些不相关。
Quebec is a very secular place.
魁北克是一个很世俗的地方。
Very much like that of Macedonia.
就是好像马其顿这样了。
We learn from Acts chapter 16 to chapter 19 that the people were given over to idols.
好像在《使徒行传》16至19章提到，那些人是向偶奉献给偶像的。
Their worship included sexual immorality and drunkenness.
他们的敬拜是会有性的因素在里面，或者是喝醉酒的因素在里面。
Humanism and philosophy abounded.
人权和哲学呢是
This is all stuff I didn't get a chance to put into. You can see humanism and philosophy abounded. It's okay. There was a lot of racial tension and prejudice.
有好多嘅好紧张嘅、好激进嘅，同埋有歧视嘅事喺里边。
Quebec, like Macedonia, is also a very secular place.
魁北克咧，好似马其顿咁样，系一个好世俗嘅地方。
And people say that its secularism in Quebec may be an indication of what the rest of Canada may be like in the future.
咁有啲人话咧，魁北克今日好世俗嘅光景咧，其实咧就系加拿大将来会变成一个咁嘅情况啦。
But you know what? Paul, in Acts, he did not pass these people by, but he preached the gospel to them.
你知吗？保罗去到嗰度咧，佢冇经过嗰度就算啦，佢系将福音带俾佢哋。
Now, not everyone responded to his message, but some did.
唔系每个人咧对福音都有反应，但系咧有啲人有。
And as they did, one by one, their hearts and their minds began to change because of what the Lord was doing in their lives.
是当他们听到福音的时候，一个一个的生命有改变有反应，因为他们听到主对他们说话。
And that will be the case even here today.
好像今天其实都是一样的情况。
In one of the homework, for those of you who went to Hearing God, in one of the homework assignments to Hearing God,
在聆听神这个讲座里面其中一个功课这样讲，
I think it was in session 5, we were encouraged to ask God questions.
我哋咧喺第五课里边提到，我哋喺被鼓励咧要向神问一啲问题嘅。
To have a conversation with God，
同神有交谈嘅。
And that time when I was doing this, I had two questions on my mind。
喺呢个时候咧，我脑里边有两个问题。
And I'll share one of them with you。
我同你分享一下。
I wrote down, "What did I do, Lord? What do I do? What do we do with this potential new ministry?"
主啊，我。或者我哋应该系点样去处理呢一个咁有潜在能力嘅一个新事工呢
？That's what I ask God in my hearing God exercise.
喺呢个练习里边，我就系咁样问神啦。
You see, even though God had made it pretty clear to me,
就算咧，上帝咧对我嚟讲咧系讲得好清楚噶啦。
And to the elders' board,
同长议会亦都讲得好清楚。
I was still asking this question.
我都仲系问呢个问题。
Because I didn't want to do anything that was not part of God's will or His purposes for us as a church. I wanted to be sure I was hearing God properly. And so during that week that we were in Montreal in January, I was up one night. And the Lord brought a passage of scripture to my mind.
主将使徒行传十六章放在我心里面。
Yeah, it was Acts chapter 16.
就是使徒行传十六章。
I read this passage with such great conviction.
我读这段经文的时候，我确信。
Because I knew that God wanted us to follow him in this.
我确信神在这件事上要我跟随他。
This was God's rhema word to me.
这个是神对我个人特定的说话。
And what I mean by that is, you know,God's word to us in the Bible is the Greek word logos.
就是什么意思呢？就是为这件事特定的，来到跟我讲一些特别情况的说话。
But the Spirit of God takes God's word and makes it a rhema word in which he applies it to our lives and to our situations in life.
将这些特定的说话呢，是应用在我现在面对一个情况里面，来这样跟我讲说话。
Acts 16 was a specific word to me for this situation in the question I was asking the Lord.
使徒行传十六章就是这些说话，就是我问神的这个问题。
What should we do with this potential new ministry?
我应该怎样处理这个这么有潜在能力的新事工呢？
So not only was this an affirmation from God,
这个不单止是一个神来的，从神而来的肯定。
A few weeks later, our district superintendent, Errol Rempel, he showed up at our Fraserlands English service worship one Sunday.
在几个礼拜之后，我们的区监督 Errol 来到我们非常教会英语的崇拜那里。
And as I was sharing with him about my trip in Montreal, because he asked me about it, I sensed that the Lord was saying something to me.
当我跟他分享在蒙特利尔之旅，以及我感觉到神跟我讲说话的时候，
So I shared with him what I sense God saying and what I read in that passage of scripture.
他告诉我咧，嗰个礼拜佢啱啱亦都读到《使徒行传》第十六章。
And you're jumping ahead of me, but and then he said himself that he was reading Acts 16 that same week.
佢自己都系读紧呢一段嘅经文。
Come on.
你谂下,
what are the chances that I will be reading the same book of the Bible and the same chapter of the Bible that he was that week?
你想想, 我们一起读经文里面, 同一个地方的几率有多大?
During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him.
在夜晚的时候, 保罗看到个异象, 马其顿人, 来到向他发出呼声,
Come over to Macedonia and help us.
来马其顿来帮助我们吧。
First, there is a plea for help.
第一就是我们祈求有帮助。
Those that we met and spent time with in Montreal were urging us to come over to Montreal and to help them.
我们在蒙特利尔遇到的人和相处过的人去敦促我们来到蒙特利尔那里去帮助他们。
Second, there's a vision from God.
第二就是神的异象。
It says in Acts chapter 16, verse 10, after Paul had seen the vision.
使徒行传16章第10节头嗰一节讲到保罗既看见这异象。
So what is the vision and who are we to reach out to?
咁个异象系咩咧？ 我哋要接触乜嘢人咧？
As we spoke to scholars and practitioners, those who had much knowledge about the history and culture of Quebec, this is what they told us.
当我们跟一些学者、一些专业人士，同埋嗰啲喺魁北克省蒙特利尔嗰度好认识佢哋历史文化嘅人去交谈嘅时候咧，
Despite the soil of people's hearts being callous to religion,
人嘅心里边咧，充满咗对宗教嘅冷漠。
There is a glimmer of hope on the horizon.
但系咧，我哋睇到喺地平线度有啲嘅希望。
As it seems like there are groups of people who are open to spiritual matters and conversations.
因为似乎咧，佢哋系一啲对属灵嘅事物同话题咧，会持开放态度嘅人。
Those who are open to hearing about God in their lives.
佢哋咧去开放去想听神嘅声音。
The younger generation.
年轻嘅一代。
Those who have not been disillusioned by the church or by the faith of their parents and grandparents.
那些没被教会或者他们父母的信仰令他们的梦想幻灭的人，
as well as the immigrant population，
还有那些移民的人，
the diaspora from different countries and nations who have immigrated to Quebec，
那些来自不同国家的移民和来到魁北克离乡别井的人，
who are in need of help， who are seeking and searching for answers to their new life in Canada，
他们来到加拿大是想找一个新的目标的人。
And so this, I believe, needs to be the focus. This, I believe, needs to be the vision of this new ministry in Montreal.
我认为这个就是在蒙特利尔新事工的重点。
To be a church that reaches the youth and the young adults of all cultures.
成为一个教会可以覆盖来自不同文化背景的年轻人。
And the diaspora, the immigrant, the refugee from other countries.
那些离乡别井的人，那些移民，那些难民，在其他国家过来的。
And what, who better to reach a person like that than someone who is a refugee and an immigrant himself, Pastor Joseph?
有什么人比起Joseph牧师本身是难民，更加容易可以接触到这些移民难民呢？
There's a spiritual renewal happening in Montreal.
在蒙特利尔开始一个属灵的复兴。
How will the Lord want us to interact and to participate with Him in this?
主希望我们如何参与其中呢?
There's a plea for help.
我们祈求帮助。
There's a vision from God.
神的异象。
And then third, there's an obedience to the call.
第三点就是顺从呼召了。
A second part of verse 10 says, After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia.
使徒行传第十六章第十节，跟住讲到保罗见到异象之后咧，佢话我哋随即想要往马其顿去。
When I first heard about the need in Quebec at General Assembly，
当我第一次喺卡卡里第一宣道会大会听到魁北克嘅需要嘅时候
，and thought that they have a shortage of resources，
同埋咧，佢哋有资源嘅短缺嘅时候。
My first thought was this.
我第一个谂法系
，Hey, wait a minute. We have the resources.
咦，等阵，我哋有资源。
We have an ordained Alliance pastor in our midst who speaks fluent French.
我哋有一位正式按立咗嘅牧师，佢讲流利嘅法语嘅。
When we were in Montreal in January, you should have seen Joseph.
你应该去认识下 Joseph 牧师。
You know, here, even when he's in our church, he's a little bit quiet because you know, his English is still improving.
他呢有阵时好静嘅，因为佢英文仲喺度改善紧。
When he was in Montreal, he was speaking French to everyone.
喺到蒙特利嘅时候咧，佢同每个人都讲法文。
And he became a new person.
佢变咗好活跃。
He was speaking French to the locals, the Quebecois.
佢咧同当地嘅人咧去讲
法文。Speaking French to the Asians there.
同亚洲人都讲法文。
Speaking French to the Africans there.
同非洲人亦都讲法文。
He was probably even speaking French to the dogs.
同狗都可能讲法文。
We have the resources.
我哋有资源啊。
We have an ordained Alliance pastor who speaks fluent French.
我哋有一个正式按立咗嘅牧师，佢讲流利法语。
Who loves God's word?
佢爱神嘅话语。
Who loves to pray?
佢中意祈祷。
And who would love to get back into pastoral ministry. And we have the financial capability. Yeah, we're in the middle of a multi-million dollar building campaign. And no, we don't have extra money just to throw away. I get that. But I guess the real question is,
但是我真正的问题是,
do we have the faith?
我们有没有信心?
Do we have the faith to give away our resources?
我们有没有信心去捐出我们的资源?
So that God's kingdom could be advanced from sea to sea.
以致神的国度可以由海的一边扩展到另一边。
It is as if God is saying to me directly,
就好像神直接跟我讲说话一样。
Do you know why I blessed you and your church?
你知唔知点解我要祝福你同你嘅教会啊
？With the resources that you have,
你有嘅资源
，was not just to spend on yourselves.
唔系真系花喺你自己身上嘅。
I have blessed you the resources so that you can bless others in return.
我祝福你，令你有资源，系等你可以祝福其他人。
The Lord was saying, so that I may use your church. No, so that I may use my church.To do my will and my plans and my purposes in the world.
以致我可以用你嘅教会，唔系应该系我嘅教会啊，去成就我嘅目的，我喺世上嘅计划。
Very much like the church in Antioch.
我哋好似喺安提柯教会嗰度咁样。
Who was used by God to be a sending church to bless others in the world?
被神使用嚟到差派一啲人出去。
There's a plea for help.
我哋恳求帮助。
There's a vision from God.
神来自神的意象
There's an obedience to the call.
同埋信服神的呼召
And then fourth, there's a new venture.
第四点就是新的历险
After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready to leave at once for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
当保罗看到异象，知道要去马其顿的时候，咁佢就我们就确定是神呼召我们去传福音给他们。
Dear Fraser Lands Church, the Lord is giving us an opportunity to start a new venture in Montreal.
亲爱非常教会弟兄姊妹，神现在就给了我们一个新的历程，去开展新的教会。
To begin a new ministry by stepping out in faith.
是开展一个新的事工，我们用信心踏出一步。
And partnering with the Canadian Pacific District and the St. Lawrence District in Quebec.
我们呢跟加拿大太平洋区会和圣劳伦斯区会一起合作。
I spoke with these two district superintendents, Errol and Kenzo, and they're very excited about this new venture.
我们和两位宣道会的区监督 Errol 和 Kenzo 都进行过交谈，他们呢对这个合作非常兴奋。
I mean, it doesn't happen every day that a church from one district, from the west, desires to start a new venture in another district in the east.
你知道呢啲唔系每日都会发生嘅。一个教会喺西岸嗰度想咧去建立一间喺东岸嗰度建立一间教会。
And people are partnering together to do this.
而人咧喺度合作紧做呢件事啊。
And so we, Fraserlands Church, Pastor Joseph, the Canadian Pacific District, and the St. Lawrence District, and God willing, maybe other churches and organizations are partnering together in support of this new venture in Montreal.
所以我们非常教会, Joseph 牧师, 加拿大太平洋区会和圣劳伦斯区会，或者甚至有其他教会和组织，正在一起合作去支持这项新的事工。
The partnerships for about 5 years or so.
这个合作的期间大概是五年的时间,
until it becomes spiritually and financially stable and independent, and even becoming a self-supporting church with its own leadership team and official church status.
直至到他们在属灵上、财政上有稳定和可以独立，以便他们可以成为一个自我支持的教会，拥有自己的领导团队和稳定的经济状况。
Our preliminary discussions with the St. Lawrence District pointed to Montreal East as a possible area for this new venture to take place.
我们的计划就是在这个东面的地方植这个堂。
As we were driving through this area, we stopped to talk to a man who had lived there for decades in Montreal East. And he was saddened by the fact that they had to tear down a church in their local neighborhood recently.
我们跟那一个人聊天的时候，他感到很难过，因为有一间教会在这里很多年了，但是他将要被拆卸。
They had to tear this down. The church used to be here in order to make way for a new condo development.
因为要拆了这间教会来建一些新的住宅公寓。
And he said this to us, and I won't forget. He said, not even the Vatican could save that church from its eventual demise.
我很记得他跟我说的这样的说话，他说甚至连梵蒂冈都不能够保住这座将被拆卸的教会。
And so I remember just in my heart praying, oh Lord, what would you want us to do with the cry, with the challenge, the call that's before us in Montreal.
所以我向神来祈祷，神啊，究竟是这个挑战，这个呼召是怎样的呢？
And so there are a few things that we can do to participate.
有几样东西我们可以做来参与的。
We could pray as the preparation work needs to take place.
我们可以为这件事来祈祷。
Now, Pastor Joseph will not be sent to Montreal until probably in the fall.
我们的Joseph牧师还没有差派他，直至今年接近年底的时候。
And before then, hopefully his family would have been able to come to Canada because they have applied for permanent residency and been waiting for close to 2 years now.
我们希望在期间，他的家人可以申请到来到加拿大。
He's not here today. I would have loved to introduce you to him because he's in Belgium.
他今天不在，如果不是，很想在这里介绍一下他，他现在在比利时。
So after over 2 years, he was able to actually get a visa to leave Canada, to go to Belgium, in which his wife was also able to get a visa to leave the Congo, to go to Belgium, and they're able to see each other for the first time in 2.25 years.
在两年之后，他终于申请到一个签证，可以去到比利时那里，希望他太太也申请到个签证，去到比利时，跟他可以会面。
I love these pictures of them.
我好中意呢啲嘅相。
There's even one I think in which he took a selfie.
系放喺佢自己影嘅相。
We could pray in the meantime. Pray for God's preparation. Pray for God to bring their family to Canada. Pray for the location in which the new venture will be. Pray for the team of people who will come around him in Montreal as they begin this new venture.
我们可以为以下的事祈祷，为到他的家人可以来到加拿大祈祷，为到我们在教会选址的事情来祈祷，为到有不同的团队来到合作，一起建立教会来祈祷。So
in just a few weeks, Joseph will be back in Vancouver, and then his wife will go back to the Congo. But in the meantime, we need to pray that God will be able to bring them both, or the whole family, to Canada.
几个礼拜之后，Joseph牧师就会回到我们中间，而他太太也都飞回刚果，我们希望他们可以很快申请到签证过来团聚。But
do you know why I kind of sense that this is something that really is in his heart?
你知不知为什么呢？我真的感觉到这件事在我们的心里面。
When we were in Montreal in January, this is what he had to face. Imagine someone in the Congo, you know, with like the lowest 20 degree weather, you know, 30 degree weather kind of thing, coming to Canada, going to Montreal and seeing snow. This is the first time he's seen snow.
你知唔知喺1月份嘅时候我哋去蒙特利尔呢，你想象一下 Joseph 牧师呢喺30度嘅刚果嘅地方嚟到呢喺蒙特利尔第一次见到雪嘅时候。
He's experienced the worst of the Quebec winter.
佢呢经历緊呢就係喺魁北克呢最差嘅天气。
And just before he went to Belgium, I said to Joseph, you know, on March 31st, I'm going to preach a sermon on this. Are you sure you want to do this?
Joseph, 你是不是肯定啊？在3月31号我就会去讲这件事。
I told him, I'm sticking up my neck for you. Please tell me yes or no.
你请你告诉我是要去还是不要去。
And so even after this, he said yes, he feels God's call for him to go and to help those who are in Montreal.
他告诉我是我要去蒙特利尔这里去服侍神。
So not only can we pray, but we can also potentially give towards the new venture, and a fund will be set up at the St. Lawrence District to do so, and I'll give you more information later.
所以我们可以为这件事祈祷，第二就是我们可以在金钱上面奉献，我们在这个圣劳伦斯的教会那里。
And the final thing we can pray, we can do is potentially, not right away, but potentially in the future, when the new venture is set up, when things are more settled, we ourselves, any of you, your family, you know, could help out with this new venture in Montreal by taking part in a short-term mission trip.
另一样可以为此祈祷的就是你们可以考虑，或者不是现在，在将来的时候，你你的家人可以考虑去到蒙特利尔那里 去做短宣队。
So let me just answer a question that I know you guys will ask me afterwards.
等我问你一个问题，我知道你都在问的了。
This is not Fraserlands West.
这里不是菲沙伦西部的教会。
And that would be Fraserlands East.
而蒙特利尔是菲沙伦东部的教会。
We're not duplicating Fraserlands on the East Coast.
我们不是整一个复制的菲沙伦教会在东部那里。
This is a new venture.
是完全全新的一个历险。
A new expression of God's work in our country.
是完全是上帝的工作要彰显在我们的国家。
So although we are supporting them with our finances, with our personnel, with our resources, this has nothing to do with Fraserlands Church in the long run.
在长期来讲，那边的教会的财政啊、事工呢，同非常教会呢将会变成没关系。
This is a new venture for God in what He is calling us to do in order to help support the ministry of the gospel work in Montreal.
这个是完全新的一个历险的旅程，是造成神的工作。
And so in the future, God willing, when they do become a church and have church status, they will be a church unto themselves.
神容许的时候，我们将会有自己的教会。
Let's pray together as we lift this up to the Lord and submit it back to Him. The vision that He has given to us, may we submit this back to Him.
我们一起祈祷将这件事交给神。
And so, Lord God, we come before you.
神，我们来到你面前。
With great humility.
我们整个教会一起。
That potentially you would choose us as a church.
是有潜力的发展这个事工，你选择我们。
To do the gospel work that's needed in the least reached people group in all of the Americas.
去整个北美洲那里，去让最少听到福音的人来到听到福音。
And so God, prepare our hearts, we pray.
神啊，在我们祈祷的时候准备我们的心。
Let us not become proud.
让我们不要因此骄傲。
But rather in humility and in faith. We entrust this new work to you. We entrust this new venture to you. Guide us going forward, we pray.
我们将这件事信靠你，交在你的手上边。
We thank you, God, for revealing your heart to us and speaking to us so that we can see your heart for people.
我们多谢你，你显示给我们看，你告诉人我们的心知道。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们向神奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Amen.